ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. Hallelujah. I like doing this segment. It's real short, about 5 minutes, but it's worth it. Praise God. I want to tell you something, and I don't think people realize how powerful you are, how powerful I am. But if we get together, we doubly, if that's such a right word, powerful. Because we're the church, and the Bible said the gates of hell are not prevail against it. See, it's not just the church thing. It's your thing. You remember that song? It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I like all them old songs. Praise God. And people, I'm amazed how many times they think they're so weak. And if we come together in the unity of the faith, it didn't say the unity of doctrine. It said the unity of the faith. Everybody'd be healed, saved, blessed, touched. Because Satan couldn't knock down the power. I love this scripture, 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12, 13. Let me show you how much power we got if we're one. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is in Christ, or is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. My Lord, I like that. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. Unity is powerful, son. I'm going to tell you something. See, it's not just the church thing. It's your thing. But, you know, it is church in essence that if we look at ourselves as one. In other words, if this hand's hurting, this hand knows about it. This hand may not be hurting, but it knows that this one is. You see what I'm saying? Here's another scripture, and I love it. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. With all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love. Watch that. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called into one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. You know where God lives? Right here, right inside of you. Christ in you. Boy, I mean, how powerful that is. You know, people say this all the time about me in all these years, and I've been preaching 50 years. I'm excited. We're celebrating this 50 years all year long. And, you know, I've had many opportunities, many, to quit. Backslide, call it what you want, sick, depressed, discouraged, despondent, broke, I don't know, you name it, getting fights with church people. I don't do that stuff. I mean, they may be mad at me, and if I'm hurting you, I'll get out your way, don't misunderstand me, and I'm not trying to hurt you, but I mean, I don't have time to fight people. No, my mind, I want to be one body. I mean, in other words, when this hand grabs, this grabs it. Every part, every bit. Now, you might be the little toe on the last little toe on the body, but I tell you what, you can't function hardly without it. See, it's more than a church thing, it's your thing. When you take that personally and make this life a sacred thing, you know, I love that scripture, be ye holy for I am holy. Why? One Lord, one faith, one baptism. How about this? One doctrine. Now, there you're going to run into trouble, right? Well, we don't believe that. We believe this. I don't believe in speaking in tongues. Let me help you. You never will. You won't. You don't need. But do you, brother? Or do I? Yeah, I love as much power as I can get. Well, that's not for today. Yes, it is. Because, see, the devil that Peter fought when he was living 2,000 years ago, it's the same devil here. So I need that same power, that same baptism way back then, today, because I'm fighting that same devil today as Peter, James, John, Paul, all of them did. That's what I mean, man. It's not just a church thing. It is your thing. And you know, and when you understand that, it's one of the most amazing ways to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. I get along with anybody if they want to get along with me. You know, I can be happy in a Catholic church. I can be happy in a Protestant church. I can be happy in a Jewish synagogue because I bring Christ with me. The hope of glory. Isn't that a blessing? I hope you learned something today. You faith that fact, and guess what? One Lord, one faith, one Baptist, one God, and you. See ya.